Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
This is Webby from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, go to professionalcasual.com.
Papa 284, I 100% thought you were going to play the wrong music there. And I wasn't sure if it was going to be on purpose or not.
I've never done that before.
Definitely not. It's definitely not going to happen tomorrow when we record Doomstones.
Almost definitely.
Valley of the Doomed. Sometimes the recordings for that are so far apart, I forget which one is the right music for that show.
Yeah. Correct.
Mm-hmm. And in my head, I always hear Settling the Southlands music.
Yes.
Whenever I press any button. Boom, boom. So.
Every time I'm like ready to dance.
About 30% of the time, I actually hear the music for Gapapa, depending on how you've messed with the settings that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So usually it's just the Pathfinder games thing going in my head.
Oh yeah, Ben's in the house today.
Oh yeah, Ben's in the house.
Whoa. Ben's in the house.
Amazing.
Our basement is so full of people right now. It's crazy.
It's about to bust.
It's about to bust.
Bust.
Five whole people.
Something's off the bombing.
Favorite line. What was it? We just learned that there's a
National Propane Day.
When is it? Do you remember?
October. Nudie Magazine.
You're gonna say it's October today? Not yet. For recording time.
I think it's the 4th.
Cool.
Oh my gosh, it's the day after Mean Girls Day?
Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
National Mean Girls Day?
October 3rd.
But what does it fucking mean?
He asked because me what day it was. Because
she asked her what day it was on October 3rd. And she said, it's October 3rd.
I have a special outfit for my porch goose for Mean Girls Day.
All right. I have a blue hoodie. Mean Girls is in the movie Mean Girls.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a blue hoodie and sunglasses.
I'm having an aneurysm over here. What the hell are you talking about?
Do you not know what Mean Girls is?
I've seen Mean Girls. I don't recall an October 3rd centric plotline.
So literally they're in math class and she's obsessed with the Aaron kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like on October 3rd, he asks her, what day is it?
It's a joke because he done it messed up, Aaron.
Yeah.
It's during like a memory... Yeah. Montage of all these times she interacted with the guy she has a crush on.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
And it's just, it's so stupid. But like, that's like Mean Girls Day is October 3rd.
Oh, that's vile.
Yeah. But then
the movie was seen by people.
Yeah.
It's great.
Multiple times.
Highly recommend it.
And it's a musical. Mm-hmm. And then there's the part where the Damien with the hoodie and the sunglasses. And he's like, she doesn't even go here. So I have that outfit for my porch goose. And I'm going to put her
in. Is that a euphemism?
No, it's the goose out front that was in the outfit.
Literally, okay. Beverly.
You didn't see the goose?
She's taking it back.
Well, there's a lot of new things today that I'm feeling.
I know. Poor Ben.
He's in person and overwhelmed.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Beverly's dressed as a scarecrow right now, but
it really is Beverly, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that Goku in front of a grill full of potatoes? What am I looking at?
No, it's
Goku Puffs.
Goku on a box of Reese's Puffs.
Nice.
Reese's Puffs.
I was very confused about what exactly you were referencing for a second.
It's the Goku-themed article in your basement. I mean, there's not that many. Well, I guess there's a couple.
There might be a few more.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you saw the dead Yamcha thing that Tim got love that from so much. Rob.
And there's that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, guys.
It's so good.
Ben's wearing glasses now.
Yeah.
It's not
getting
Ben
into character.
That just happened.
We're different people.
I feel left out. Oh,
You're
my God.
You're the only one not wearing glasses.
I need glasses.
Fucking normies.
I can't see anything without my glasses.
Get wrecked. Doesn't you? Sometimes you need glasses. Man.
At the old house, I had 17 pairs of blue light glasses in the basement. Now so I have none.
I'm sure they're down here. You just haven't taken them out of a box yet.
I knew where they were at the old house.
I see.
I love that you brought over the Boeing shelves from the weight of the books from the old house too.
Because they're so heavy.
No, those are.
Oh, those are freshly bowed shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones that are built into the wall
from the weight of the books
that are now bowing because of your books.
Just barely bowing.
I like big books.
You know, you said Boeing, and I thought airplanes.
Yep.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Like, when do we have airplane shelves?
Oh my god, the conversation on this table is like ADHD on crack.
Oh yeah.
For real. Well,
here's the thing: you think that it's the worst of it at the beginning. No, sir.
And then we play the game. I figured that out.
And then it keeps going during the game.
There's some point around halfway through the night where it just becomes weird emotional violence between me and Tim.
Yeah.
it makes me think. I feel like it's interesting how the Lost Omens podcast, the Pathfinder show, was really just group therapy after the first like five episodes.
We were all such very good.
Every episode was group therapy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it doesn't really happen on the Warhammer shows.
No, because you're mean to us. And Danny was very nice and wanted us to work through our PTSD. Yeah.
Okay, honestly, that's fair. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I was also a much nicer character.
Thank you, everybody. It's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. I had a segue for it earlier, and then I got we got more sidetracked. So
and Briar Mage.
Everybody that's gone over there, so much for helping out us to get stuff and whatnot. I remembered today, that I keep forgetting to shout it out. If you aren't able to do like a monthly thing on Patreon, we also have a Throne account. I forget what the URL for that one is. Is it?
Is that the you are a GM for paid people?
No, that's a different one.
What's Throne?
Throne is like people can, like, we have like a wish list and people can buy stuff or put money towards stuff on the Throne.
Oh, it's really cool.
It's really cool. So that's another way you could help support the network, especially with equipment. As you know, we're well into year five. Things need replacing.
Buy me some bugles.
Some witch fingers.
Yeah, I'm
feeling. No, bugles are not good podcast food.
They're not.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
You're working on a different wavelength than me.
Quiet candies are fine.
They're good cosplay foods.
But huge shout out, of course, to our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, and Tau, as well as our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kilt Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Brooks, Chris Dillard, Cord, Bastion, and Bangarang. And shout out to awe-inspiring amateur, XP is overrated. Thank you.
Oh, what's that? Is that a new tier?
What?
All expiring amateur?
Awe-inspiring amateur. No, it's been around like forever.
What does it mean?
It means you pay $5 a month.
Hey.
He's inspiring. I'm not amateur.
Even better.
I feel inspired to ask questions about it.
That's the $10 tier that gets you.
That's what I meant.
Doomstones and
joke.
Other stuff.
Got you, idiot.
Intimidating intern is the $5 tier.
We got a new text. Someone that's never sent us anything before, and it just says hashtag Nari Erythra at 603-803-3235. And then we got another text, also for the first time from a new number, that said made it to episode 100 of Papa. Love it so much.
Yay!
Love it so much.
Thanks. I had nothing to do with that.
And then
we started in 91. You were there for a little bit. You were dumpling still.
Dumpling.
I was not there.
With this final voicemail, we are caught up.
Yo,
what?
Our voicemails.
We need more voicemails. So
we need more.
X-Paxis, start calling us on the toilet.
God.
Y'all know me. You know how I leave a voicemail. This voicemail specifically for Bad GM Dan.
Hi.
Dan.
What?
Give them back their fortune points.
I just did.
Do it again.
That'll be all. X-Paxis out.
I mean.
Thanks, Dan. I just listened to the end of the last episode. You just got your fortune points back, so you could get them back again, but it won't do anything.
Yeah, I have like one whole.
Do it, you won't.
I'm going to insist upon it.
You could give us another one.
No.
You can
go to full.
Can we get some more moth points?
Moth? You got to eat moths to get moth.
Tim's all out.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry.
I was double checking where the fly trap thing was.
Yeah.
That's not working. Or at least, I mean, there's no more flies down here, but I don't see any on the thing. It's just going to stick Tim's hat to it every time he walks by.
Yeah, pretty much.
And to be fair, that fly trap has prevented me from hitting my face on the light bulb a whole bunch.
Well, that's good.
How do you...
At least it's doing something.
It's so bright.
Right? I don't... Because I have a hat on, when I stand up, it's blocked, and I just walk into it.
He's a tall man.
Because Tim is part moth, and he likes the light.
Yo, you guys got any lamps?
I can't believe you're not wearing one of your five shirts of that.
I have many versions of that shirt.
On accident.
P.O. Box G, West Oyan, New York, 13861. One of our, like, OG patrons, Bastion.
Words?
Sent us a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Bastion.
And, like, not only that, but this, I know where he got this, because this has also been in my Temu shopping cart for a while. And I'm saving up to get enough water in my bucket so I can plant the garden things and then make a sunshine forest so I get it for free.
I can't figure out how to get back to the watering bucket.
You search farmland. And it'll bring you back to it.
You have to search for it?
And you get 5 grams of water for searching it every
day. Oh, I'm going to do it right now. Oh, I thought it was gallons.
No.
But, it's probably gallons. I thought it was grams. But
you guys...
No.
Well?
Stop.
They are not. Temu is the most... And then I found out others, like, our coworkers are on this, and they're like, I got the shelves in my classroom for a cent. And I was like, how is this normal? I don't believe it.
I thought they were making up a farm simulator game for Temu to be.
No, Temu has games now, so you can waste more time on it.
Are you?
Oh, thank goodness.
What?
This is it. This is farm. Oh, it's loading. I'm a VIP user.
It gives you like credit for things.
I'm sure it says that to all the girls.
Just throw shit at you. It's great.
Wow. I feel like you're buying. I don't even.
I just got 10 gallons of water.
And then these random packages show up at our house, and I'm like, Dan, what is this? And he's like, oh, it's stuff I got on Temu. And I'm like, why do we need this big-ass wagon? And he's like,
I got a wagon. Yeah, it was like $13.
All the shelving stuff in my basement's from Temu. And it was all dirt cheap.
No, shelving makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do we need a wagon for? And he's like, for, like, wagon stuff. I'm like, when do we need
Am I wrong?
He's like, for like Felix's soccer games. And I'm like, what exactly are we gonna put in the wagon?
Felix's
soccer game. No! Number one, I don't
all our think chairs.
That thing can haul Felix's ass around because that boy's heavy. Soccer.
No, it was up to like 220 pounds.
I don't believe that. I don't believe anything you get from Temu can carry that boy.
A lot of it's
just okay. We're gonna have to put it together after this episode. So
a lot of this stuff is just stuff that's also.
So we're only doing one episode tonight between our ADHD and needing to put this wagon together.
Yep. Well, and we got to farm our crops.
Yeah, I think you're being very optimistic.
Well, half an episode.
That we're gonna get through the whole app.
I just ordered myself a new desk chair on Amazon. I wish that I just waited and you could have farmed me one on Temu.
You didn't know. Tell me you wanted one of those.
You should just
gotta communicate.
You should just know.
See how my just farmer cancel, provides
just
for me.
Cancel your other thing, and I'll get a desk chair on.
You got to go back to Stardew Valley Camp, my friend.
Stardew Valley Camp?
Mm-hmm. To learn how to farm. Provides from his
I'm doing it. I'm at 97%.
Relationships.
On Temu. Jeez.
I got a Wonder Can.
Oh, nice.
So Temu was
did you browse the store for 60 seconds so you can get that bug net and catch that nasty little ladybug that's dusting up your crops? No, oh, man.
All right. All right. Let's get started on the actual show here before everybody stops listening.
Wow.
Or they log on to Temu and they start getting.
Yo, send me water nuts on Temu.
Yeah.
No, stop being an ad for Temu.
Why?
Make them sponsor
but
us.
But you can get cheap stuff.
They pretty much do.
You know what?
Value. No, they don't.
Incredible.
Yeah. Goku Puffs.
Their value. No, that's done. That was like 2 years ago.
I don't get Goku Puffs from Temu.
I don't think
so. Unsponsored.
Me probably on there.
You're going to look up Goku.
I won't accept them.
Dragon Ball Z Reese's Puffs?
Unless they are titled Goku Puffs. I will not accept.
All right. You guys want some experience?
No.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Ben said no first.
You're going to give it to me now, not like when I had weeks to spend it?
Look at all this Goku stuff.
No, this is more fun. 20 to 40 points for eliminating the Skaven in and around the mine. I'm going to give you 20 for that because you ran away.
I don't recall that.
I'm pretty sure you told us it was caving in and we were dying.
No, you started.
You didn't even give us an option. You just told us to start rolling athletics checks and then told us we were moving out of it.
It's
I don't know what you mean. You can click on it.
Point
right
of order,
on
I tried to go back and die.
Just once.
I got dragged out of there against my will.
It's true. You weren't allowed to walk. So I vote the compromise is 30.
Five.
You get 15 points for discovering the mine. That sounds ridiculously generous.
When you say click it, you do mean literally type it in.
Can we just walk around the countryside discovering mines for 15 bucks a pop?
And 10 experience for exploring Unterfraus, because you did like find everything there. And then we'll do another, what does that put us at? 45? Well,
50 for role play.
It's been a little while. We'll round it up to 65 for role playing.
What a 100. Good guy.
I definitely thought you'd be like, what a dirtbag. Sounded like what you were winding up for. How do I just give you more experience?
So wait, I'm sorry. What was that last number?
100 total.
100 even. Total. He just like lumped it in and was like, I'm going to tell you it's 20, but really it could have been 30 because I'm just going to make it 100 anyway.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dan. Best DM ever.
Oh, also, yeah, you're going to bring dumplings tomorrow, aren't you?
Dumplings.
Oh, am I? No.
But you said you were going to.
Still, I don't have a counter to cook it on, guys.
Did you buy it at the store? You put air fryer.
Use a man bent over as a table.
Yeah.
Do what the rest of us do.
Johan will be here. He'd shave down? Yeah, shape.
He absolutely would. He would get on all fours.
And then his back is so hairy.
Well, it keeps it on so it doesn't slide off.
Yeah.
You don't want to slip and slide around dumplings on someone's back. You gotta have a little bit of hair on there.
That was such got an back Brillo magic.
You
just made. Yeah.
You killed Danny.
Okay.
I just got an email from Timu. Welcome to Penny Items Central Bonanza.
Yo, Central Bonanza, Penny Time.
Type in Goku Puffs.
It's so good. Whew. Okay.
How do you give me EXP on Foundry?
On Timu? You just.
Not Timu.
You're a real quick.
Oh, so did you click on those three things to get the experience?
Where am I clicking on them?
On the chat.
Oh.
Go to the chat. There'll be three things you
didn't tell me where. You just said click things.
I thought it was obvious, but apparently it wasn't.
It wasn't because I had my character card open trying to click the EXP button.
No, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Look, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, how much to go 10 to 15?
How much to go 10 to 15?
Big skill advance.
What?
No, all the information was there.
I can't put it together.
How much to go from 10 to 15 in basic skills?
Oh, okay. 10 to...
Is it 100 even? Because that'd be nice.
For skills, it's 15 each.
From 10 to 15.
11 to 15 is 20 each.
So it's 100 even.
It'd be 100 even.
Nice. Ba-ba-ba.
So what'd you do?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
why you I thought you had one in place. You word will do.
Wait, you're giving us 100 even EXP?
Yes.
Danny, you've only given me 45.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. So I'm going to increase your total to, wow. Your listeners ready for this? Your total is now 4,100.
Seems high.
That's crazy.
What does that mean?
It's a lot of experience. You guys have done a lot.
Yep.
I'm going to go with my endurance, Dave.
Gotten a lot of experience. Stop increasing your endurance.
It's a class skill and it needs to go to 15 so I become a real wizard. Witch.
You don't say that. People will hear you.
Mm. Now my endurance is 65.
65. Too high. Stop it.
You can defend against most of the consequences of your own actions.
And I don't normally even have to defend against them. It just affects everyone else, which is real nice.
That's what my bag says that Bastion got me. I think it's for me. It says, well, if it isn't the consequences of my action.
Oh, I guess we never described it for audio listeners. Mine has a duck with a knife in his mouth that says peace was never an option.
Mine is a dice tray and it's shaped like a kitty cat.
I'm pulling a full JB tonight. I did not bring a character sheet or anything because I forgot. So we're going to be rolling dice and telling you numbers.
Man, that's why I keep saying we need to get our characters in Foundry other than just Green Warden. Because
equal like me.
According to Foundry, Webby's, all of his stats are 20, except your initiative is 45.
That's correct.
Yep. That's
about right. That part is correct. Your initiative is 45. I think I put that in last time.
Not sure what else I would need.
Mina's is almost up to date.
Yeah.
What's Lucky's initiative now? Like 52?
Yeah.
Lower than Green Warden's, I know that.
Initiative? Mine's 55.
Is it 52?
Tim's?
It's 55. Yours is 55?
55, yeah. I know I beat you in initiative.
I'm going to take some points out of my endurance.
I knew you were going to say that. I know you need another arms race, this time in initiative.
What is the cost for skills ever? It's in Discord somewhere, isn't it?
What?
You just tell Dan that you bought it. That's the cost.
You haven't found it. You don't have to worry about the cost. It'll calculate for you.
Oh, it does it for me? Sweet, I don't have to care about math, guys. I don't have to be supernumerant.
You just click the little plus button, and it gives you an advance and takes away the experience.
Where's the plus button?
Is there a bong roll down here?
Oh, there it is.
Bog roll?
Bog roll.
There was at some point. I don't know, man. There's so much stuff down here.
I can just blow my nose in a gummy worm wrapper.
All right, so you got out of the mine. There was a big plume. You actually blew his nose into a gummy worm bag.
He gave you the option to provide him with a bong roll.
I tried.
It smells really good.
I bet, because sugar.
But it's really smooth, so it's all over my face now.
Oh, my God. Oh, so it did nothing.
No, I'll just keep that in my cargo pockets for later.
All right. This episode is already unhinged, and we're a what? We are 20 minutes in.
Sometimes I feel bad for our listeners.
Nah, they love it.
Do they?
There was
do
a big they? Poof of smoke and all that stuff coming out of the mine, and you're all standing outside of it, trying to catch your breath.
I am not standing.
That's true. Webby is laying on the ground. He was dragged out by Green Warden.
Because
he was nearly deaded.
And once we're a safe distance away, I 100% just let go.
Yep. That happened. So I can't help but notice we don't have a cool glowing green arm from that one guy.
No.
Where'd the breakdown happen?
In there.
I think the breakdown happened like the actual mountain.
All right, down. Use your stupid tunneling magic to go get me that arm.
Okay. I mean.
Worthless.
Okay. I wonder if there is a spell for that, actually. I don't have it. I have teleport. I could get in there and then immediately die, but I wouldn't be able to get it back out.
I'm willing to take that risk.
I mean, you got, like, bombs and stuff. Can't you just, like, bomb a tunnel to it?
No, that's how this situation started, if you don't recall.
Well.
That's true.
For which I take no responsibility.
That's, yeah, that tracks.
But, you know, no sense crying over spilled organs. Seems as though whatever ne'er-do-wells were prowling around the mines are firmly locked in said mine.
You assume this is the only exit to the mine.
I assume it's an exit no longer. Qualified victory. Get used to it, honey. That's how we do things here, because anything else is a pipe dream.
Should probably make sure your own intestines stay inside you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yep. God. A little crochet and embroidery on the wound site.
Embroidery.
W. Very good.
That does look very nice.
Thank you. I've been working at it.
And it's the right side up, so other people can read it, but you can't, which is really impressive.
Oh, yeah. For me, it just says Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Ma. Yes, so for now, this is, yes, no longer an exit point for the Skaven, so that is good, you know, for whenever people want to come and live in this village again.
I distinctly remember somebody Skaven-like, Skaven-esque, if that's PC to say, player character to say, I believe that somebody was very cross and said, not yet, or it's too soon, or something to that general degree. Honestly, there was a lot going on, and I'm still full of mining fumes, so it's hard to remember.
Yes, I do remember something to that effect as well.
Also, probably people won't come back here because I think the mine was their main source of industry.
Oh, that's true. Hmm.
Well, then we saved them both from the Skaven and from temptation.
Well, and I guess the side good news, right, is that everyone in the town was already dead. So,
yeah, finders keepers.
Problem solved. Yeah, I guess we kind of got a town.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So this could be like our retirement plan.
It could.
Not bad.
And it comes with free eyeballs or whatever, so. You know, not a lot of places.
I don't know if we get a regular income of eyeballs. I don't know if that's part of the town charter. I think that might just be a one-off.
If it's our town, we can make it part of the charter.
I like the way you're thinking for the first time.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Well, let me just finish affixing my pancreas to my abdominal wall, and then perhaps we should get moving toward the next site of interest. I believe there was one more place to visit before our excursion toward the Brass Keep.
Hohenfart.
No, it was the place with the roaring in the place, which could be another thing with a funky arm.
I like those odds.
Was this not the place with the roaring in the woods?
No, this was the place with the green wounds,
which
was probably from that arm.
I'm honestly really hoping they're connected. This time, I won't immediately use an incendiary, although I think you'll all agree that I was correct in doing it. And lucky being stupid forced my hand.
I do disagree with one part of that, in that I don't think it was your incendiary that blowed it up, because it was just a fire and not an explosion one.
See, that's what I thought too.
But then one of the rat dogs got on fire, and obviously they had explosives, so that's what did it. So really, this is on them.
I guess.
Why would the rats have explosives?
I mean, they at least were within contact with the people who were planning explosives to be used in Middenheim. So it's possible that they either have connections or at least the wherewithal and capacity to use explosives. It is probably not in my best interest to immediately use explosives in future conflicts.
So do you think when the rat-esque creature was saying, no, not yet, do you think that they were killing this mine?
Yeah, I probably, did an end run around their plans and saved us all.
Why would they destroy this mine, do you think?
Good job, buddy.
They were trying to keep that arm for themselves. It's self-explanatory.
That's very selfish of them.
I think so, too. I'll make that a note. Next to don't use explosives, selfish, frowny face. I've done my job.
So do we have to report this to anybody, or do we just move on?
I mean, I think that when we go back to Middenheim or whatever, we just let Schutzman know what we found.
Oh, yeah, because we do go back to Middenheim before we leave for the Brass Keep, right?
Yes.
Oh, because we got to get Darnell, too. So,
Boars.
Yeah.
Yes, and the rest of our supplies.
Oh, yeah, resident bloodthirsty axe murderer.
I mean, it's nice to have one of those around.
Okay, that's a true point.
Before we move on, Webby, once you have fixed yourself,
if
you would not mind fixing me as well.
I would love to.
Thank you. Because I have some boo-boos.
Oh, boo-boo.
That is 3 success levels, so I believe you gain 8 back. Yes, you took a difficult couple of early shots there.
That is very true.
I think perhaps we should, I know that you are used to being the frontline fighter, but I think maybe in situations like that, really focusing on the shielding part would be more effective. Mm. Now that we have a long-range fighter who isn't an idiot, it might be useful. Just give us as much time to pepper them from afar as possible.
I think that is true.
That will only work if the idiot, the scrawny one, does not make my arrows useless.
Is that what happened? I thought you just had performance anxiety.
No.
I get it. Now, you're in front of a bunch of new people. You haven't showed off before and still haven't, away. So my son.
For the second time. Nobody noticed it before, but I definitely walked away before and did a leap of the farm.
When she gets back, I'm curious if she's had any experience with Skaven using explosives before, or if that's a first.
I guess we didn't really ask our resident wilderness knower.
Yeah.
What specific familiarity she has with Chaos Beast. She seems to have a chip on her shoulder about the whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be. It would make sense that she had some know-how. I mean, we do know how city Skaven get about.
Right.
But mine Skaven is kind of a new area.
Yeah, there's not sewers in a lot of these places, probably.
Swamps are kind of like sewers.
Swamps are kind of like sewers.
They're like outdoor sewers.
Yeah. Like a sewer pool.
All right. So in the future, let's ask the actual wilderness person what we should do prior to wilderness encounters. That seems like a correct thing.
Yeah.
Though, well, if I'm being honest, she probably should have advertised said information.
Our caves wilderness, though.
That's a good question.
Caves specifically, I mean mines.
Well, it was until we closed it off. Because the wilderness is just anywhere without a closed door. Because
like a mine is kind of like a city for a cave.
And I need to map that out.
Because it has a road.
Right. It has tracks, which is kind of like a train or whatever.
Yes.
I think it becomes wilderness once there's no longer populace.
So a deserted mine is once again wilderness.
We're working with wilderness territory.
Okay.
Which means that she should have expertise.
Right.
Honestly, everywhere we should go into, we should immediately kill everyone.
Mm-hmm. And because then it becomes wilderness.
It becomes wilderness, she'll know exactly what to do.
That's a good idea.
It's so hard for me to sit over here because I walked away and listened to whatever you just said out loud. Because
you're just giving us carte blanche to just report things about you that nobody knows.
It's great.
Talk to her.
It's beautiful.
All right, so you take a little bit to catch your breath, patch up some wounds, annoy Green Warden enough that she walks away.
Yep.
Make up ridiculous plans of murdering everything. It's still like mid-morning. Because you went to the mines more or less right away.
We could get some steps in. Little
exploring.
Yeah.
You do know that the other town, Gladbike, where the roaring was, is sort of on the way back to Middenheim. It's off the road. Green Warden would probably be thinking about this. You would know if you, at this point, if you push it, you should be able to get there before dark. If you leave now, or you could wait until the morning.
Can you walk?
I can be carried. Walking, we'll see. Wait.
We have horses.
We do have horses. I feel like that's going to be harder than walking, but I can give it a shot.
Done. Get on the animal.
I think they're pretty good at walking. We're trotting.
Let's say I've left to get the horses.
All right. You come back with all the horses and you're like, get on.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I mean, I have a rank of animal care, so I can probably figure out how to coax them not to jostle me too terribly.
And with any luck, you know, we will find a place that is populated. And we can.
So, not wilderness.
Not wilderness. And we can sleep there where it is comfy before it becomes wilderness.
Right.
Yeah. Mina, you winked with both eyes again.
Oh, dang it. I always do that. You know what I'm saying, though.
All right. And if I start dying, let me know so I can fix it. Okay. But I think I'm good to go.
Okay. Lucky.
Yeah.
How do you tell when someone's dying?
Like, he falls off the horse.
Okay. I'm not used to
No, we've met a lot of people that fall off a horse and died.
I'm used to making people die. I'm not used to preventing people from dying.
Usually when he's nice to me, that's when he's on death's door.
Okay.
So.
That kind of tracks, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to kind of push it to get to Gladbike before dark?
Well, let's push it.
You don't want to be stuck out in the forest at night.
No.
Everyone give me an average ride or animal care. Ride is basic. If you don't have it, it's agility.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Animal care, 2 success levels.
What about charm animal?
No.
Does the horse find me attractive?
God, no. Did you say challenging?
I honestly don't think that a positive reaction to that would be good for you.
Yeah, probably not.
If the horse finds you attractive, you've got new problems.
Or...
nope.
You're gonna get kicked off TikTok.
Nope, can't do that one.
Oh, -4.
Okay.
0 positive.
Okay.
I did have to use a fortune point for that.
Oh.
It's gonna be really embarrassing if you fail this.
Oh, it is embarrassing. It's -2.
What? How'd you do, Webby?
I got the only good horse. I got 2 positive success levels. Wow.
So you ride kind of hard to get to Gladbike. A lot of it is off of this road you traveled to get to Unterfraus. And as you go, the like dirt road here, it's basically just wagon tracks, is pretty like muddy. It's difficult to get through. It slows you down quite a bit. So everybody's going to gain a level of fatigue except Webby.
I went into a zone. I'm in like a fugue state trance with my new wound, where for whatever reason, I'm just real good at horses right now.
So yeah, that means Mina is currently fatigued too.
And I'd like to say fatigued, that the reason mine was so poor was because I was too busy keeping that one on his horse and him on the trail and her from falling asleep.
Yeah, you are kind of working quadruple duty out here.
I'm very tired.
I will say, you are definitely proving why you are necessary on this trip.
Okay, so everybody's fatigued now because Webby had one fatigue.
I don't remember that.
I think from getting over bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
And Mina's fatigued too. As you find, you see some lights, you know, little torches and things burning outside this walled village of Gladbike as the sun is setting.
Oh, good.
And you see the gates are closed to the town.
I accidentally got rid of my fatigue because I didn't know what to do with it in Foundry, and now it's gone.
Cheater.
Sounds like a new corruption point to me.
What is this other?
I clicked another button and a new one showed up. I didn't know what I did. I was like, do I have to do effect. Something to this?
No.
Note to self. Don't touch it. Dan will do it for you. It's so automated. I don't know how to play with it. I need a piece of paper.
So wait, the gate is closed to us?
Yeah.
There's not like a door knock or anything?
You can see where the gate is.
You just said it was closed to us. Is it not immediately apparent where it is?
Yeah.
Then what are you talking about?
There's not like a door knock, but like you could go up and knock on it yourself.
Please open the gate.
Somebody like pops their head up over like the palisade and they're like, oh, who are you? What do you want?
Middenheim sent us to take care of like a roaring in the woods problem.
Wait, what? You're from Middenheim?
Yeah.
Mina, brag.
I am the... Oh, I'm the Graf's champion.
No, that's
Mina,
not good.
Kingfisher, I have Pepperus, and the Graf sent us to take care of this problem.
The Graf sent his champion? Yes. Oh, man! And then you hear the guy like... come down some stairs, and then he pulls open one of the door of the gate.
Yes, our mighty
so
champion.
Fresh yawns are making me really
our mighty champion really needs some immediate rest.
And a guy sticks his head through and he's like, well, come on in. You're going to want to talk to the Reeve. Come on.
What's talking's all we want to do right now.
Is
let's
that
go.
A name or a title?
Huh?
Reeve.
The Reeve.
So it's a title.
Reeve Klein.
One of
several Reeves.
Is that like a job?
Well, yeah. I had a client. She's the Reeve of town.
What does it do?
What do you mean? What does she do?
What does the Reeve do?
She's in charge of the town.
There's a mayor?
Where are you from?
Middenheim.
Mayor? What do you think we are? Some big city?
I don't know.
It's like a graph, but sloppy.
We are from Reichland.
Okay.
It's like a sloppy graph.
You don't have Reeves?
Like a sloppy graph.
No.
Yeah. You ain't from the Reichland.
No.
Why do you say you're from the Reichland? She's not from the Reichland. He points to Green Warden.
But, you know,
you're going to want to put that finger away.
Yeah, honestly.
The frown deepens.
My apologies.
We are not originally from around here, of course.
That's okay. But yeah, you're from Middenheim, from the Graf. You're the Graf champion?
That is true, yes.
Wow, that's crazy. All right, yeah, come on over. Head to the Floodstone. I'm gonna run ahead and let him know so Reeve Klein can meet with you. This is great. And he just takes off.
All right. Normally I like getting the welcome mat thrown out for us, but I'm a little nervous about how willing he was to open the door.
That's probably why they have problems. They probably got gnats too.
Did he say something about their bloodstone? That's very exciting.
Bloodstone.
A flood of blood?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's go.
Green Warden is trying really hard not to hate these people.
Mina,
we just met them
a little bit.
I'm just sleeping.
That was good. All right, so you head up to the Floodstone. I'm going to show you this in a cool picture of it in Foundry if I can find it. Show players. Yes, show players.
What? Oh, wow.
Selective.
That's
players.
A big rock.
It's a floodstone.
Look, they've got a little twin-tailed comet on their little house there.
Oh, is that what that actually looks like?
Yeah.
I've been envisioning that differently.
The big thing, or the thing on top of the house, is a twin-tailed comet.
It's the wind vane.
Yeah.
I said it's the inn. That's the floodstone inn.
Oh, the inn. But then the big rock is the floodstone.
The floodstone's actually out.
What?
Of the inn.
Poor. Very poor.
Yeah, I'm bronze 3. What do you want me to do?
4,000 experience, still bronze.
Yeah. Or never brass. Gets better. Yeah, brass.
Yep.
All right, head into the inn here, and it's kind of busy. There are a number of people sitting around nursing drinks and having dinner.
Wait, but what is that big rock?
The Floodstone.
Floodstone. But we're not
meeting the Floodstone.
We're not meeting at the rock. We're meeting in the inn.
Yeah, the inn is also called the Floodstone. Why? How are you not following this?
Because she's Mina and she's tired.
Yes. Okay.
But it's nice and cozy in here. You're probably getting pretty cold being on the road all day. Reminder, it is pretty wintry out. It's not like today wasn't like frigid or anything. A lot of the snow is melting, but it's still chilly and uncomfortable. Everything's wet. I thought I had more description of the inn, but it doesn't really.
Let's make up some description. The walls adorned with
blood.
Various carvings. Maybe pump the brakes a bit there, Mina.
Again,
we'll get
corruption
there.
Is showing.
There's some lovely carvings, clearly of locally sourced wood and or.
Such a good show.
Other locally sourced wood.
And or.
One of the best. I'm going to go ahead and say there are two barkeeps. They are brothers. One of them is stout and the other one is very stout.
I appreciate you subverting expectations there.
They are constantly arguing with each other because they have a quarrel about the terms of the will, which was in what which was
who gets the rock?
It was who gets the rock, who gets bestowed onto the rock. And it was purposefully made vague. There are several different people aligning all the tables waiting for their, I'm going to say, soup and or fish, as well as a crazy man in the corner who is muttering to himself and playing the spoons.
I don't actually have spoons. I'm trying to do it with my hands.
Right, well, I mean, we've all been here, right? This is a standard tavern.
Pretty close. There's only one bartender, but everybody seems very excited as the one, the guy that you just saw at the gate is like, yeah, they're from Midnight. She's the Graf's champion. And then everybody looks at Lucky and like quiets down and are like,
hi.
Well, the Reeves in the back room for you. And a guy goes over and he opens the door.
Sloppy Graf.
She's waiting for you in here.
Yeah, Sloppy Graf.
It's Reeve Klein.
I don't suppose that we could take this meeting in the morning. We're very
you just got here. We got to talk about what you were saying here about the Graf.
Yeah. The Graf was very explicit that we need our nap.
Yeah, she's ready to talk with you right now.
It is okay. We can talk and then we will eat and then we will sleep.
All right. Prepare something in gravy, please.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you some dinner right away. Yeah.
No, gravy.
Gravy. Got it.
Okay.
Swimming in gravy.
There you go.
Or just gravy's fine.
The champion demands her gravy.
Okay.
No meat.
No. I can't make gravy without meat.
You thicken it. You thicken it however makes sense.
Okay. Gravy.
I like meat.
Meat, not meat, gravy. Got it. Okay. I don't know why I'm taking the order. I don't even work here. I'm guard at the gate.
Hey, what's your name?
Hans.
Hans. Hey, nice to meet you.
You're not a brother to that much stouter barkeep, are you?
No.
Thank you, Hans. You're a gem.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to him.
Hello, Reeve Klein.
Yes.
So you head and you see a woman sitting at it's like a private dining room kind of space, it seems like. With like a pitcher and some glasses, you know, not like glass glasses, but like wooden steins. So she has long silver hair, warm brown eyes, and very sharp, prominent cheekbones.
Vampire.
And a bit older woman, but she clearly has like the air of, she has the presence.
So she's
of a leader.
Like thick? What do you mean?
One's here, two.
Two.
Nice.
Wow, nice, yeah.
Lot to work with.
Yeah.
I want her to be my grandma.
So you already have a grandma.
I want her to be
my sober grandma.
Yeah.
We actually get a spit take there?
Almost.
Very close.
Ah. It's been 5 years and it hasn't happened yet. We've gotten so close so many times.
Greetings. What was your title, Kern? We're not from here.
Reeve Klein.
That's what I said.
Yes, I'm the Reeve, the town. I was the one that sent word to Middenheim about this beast as it's been called.
We're here to remove it.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. I'd like to help however I can.
Wonderful. Could you just tell us
where is it?
Yes, location, any kind of description.
Well, we sent out a group of scouts a few days ago, but unfortunately they have not returned.
Which direction?
To the east.
How many days ago?
We've assumed the worst at this point. 10 days ago. So.
Jeez.
Yes, it was 12 days ago.
12 days. There 12 was, or 10, make up your mind.
12 days ago, there was this huge sound that everybody heard. It shook the mountains. There was a former miner lives in town, Friedel. He said he swore to me that it sounded like dwarves. It sounded like explosives that dwarves had used in the mines when he used to work with them.
Okay, was there an aftershock? Was it accompanied by green smoke? Did it have a certain pitch to it? Like, was it tinny? Did you feel it in your gut? I'm trying to narrow down onto what type of explosion. This is exactly my jam.
Did you know that most adults are former miners?
Somebody take this boy and put him to bed.
Yeah, she said a few days later, one of our hunters disappeared while out trying to get food for us. We started hearing the roar, as everyone's just been calling it, of this beast. The next morning, I sent out a search party for the hunter, and they did send word back that they'd seen what looked to be a beastman with the head of a large rat at the edge of the foothills.
Okay.
I then sent word to the Baron, Holzbeck, but we haven't heard back from the search party since.
How far is it to the foothills?
A few miles. Not terribly far. Close enough that we hear the beast sporadically during the day, night.
Okay, so it's not just like centralized constant around any time of day. It's just...
No, just all it seems okay. Fairly random.
Green Warden, in my experience, rat-headed beastmen don't tend to roar particularly loudly. Do you have any intel on like what kind of variant might produce such a roar?
You seem to think it's explosive.
I'm hoping it's explosive.
No, but the roar is definitely some creature of the mountains. Some beast that's going to come down to town eventually. At least that's what everybody fears. Panic is starting to set in. I'm so very glad that somebody actually came from Middenheim. I'd assume that our requests would go to deaf ears.
Well, you know, luckily, unluckily, I don't know. We were sent on other errands as well, you know, to other towns to look at other odd happenings. So.
Yes, you should be very grateful that the Grass Champion is well-traveled, does not stay just within the confines of Middenheim, but goes around to the surrounding territories and rights wrongs and solves issues.
How noble.
And this is one of the first opportunities we have to do it before everyone's already dead. So that's nice.
Before everyone's dead.
You should ignore him forever. Anyway.
Oh, yes. Are you a wizard?
Why?
By the way.
Yeah. How'd you know? I've been working out.
You might want to keep the staff in such a way while in town.
Oh, is that
people that here are not fans of wizard. We had issues with one not beyond those in town's memory.
Really? What
like
happened?
In the last, like, couple
some
weeks?
Gray wizard set up shop in town, and we thought it was going to be something nice, but turns out it was some sorcerer of chaos.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes.
Really?
It was not good.
You said he was gray? Are they color coordinated?
Yeah.
What does gray mean?
Gray is all goo. And that wow. Is, I've pretended to be one before.
That's true.
They're shadow wizards.
Oh, I like they wear cloaks or?
Yeah, so every wizard type wears a different color. There's the purple ones, they're great flavor. There's the gray ones, they do shadow stuff. The red ones shoot fire stuff. I think green ones are the life guys. They're pretty cool. They help me make my duck. And purple's actually not great. Purple's death!
Okay, good.
Could you tell me more about, you know, this gray wizard who is actually a beacon of chaos?
Yeah, wizard disguising as a beacon of chaos. Because that's
that could
awful.
Actually be related to this problem that you are having.
We have seen rat-headed beastmen and wizards go along with one another in recent yes. times.
And if it does appease you at all, you are not the only person who is having issues with rat-headed beastmen.
Also, I don't know if this is pertinent, but I hate him a lot. So does that kind of balance out how problematic the group is overall?
If it makes the town feel better, the grass champion is also a witch hunter.
Oh, you could also shut up and let her speak.
All this with the great wizard was a few decades ago. This is not something recent.
Oh, you it's very just, much made it seem like it was like just a little bit.
No, she said like it is still within townspeople's memory.
I don't remember not things when I was six.
Well, because you're 16.
All right.
But this is like, you know, decades ago.
People have long memories. This was something that, you know, was at the time horrific.
Oh, yeah, valid.
Lucky, this could be a good whatever. this could be a good opportunity for you to put a positive wizard in this town's memory, so that a couple more decades, maybe reputation of wizards not so bad.
Oh, I'll be the most recent wizard in their history.
Yeah.
Memory.
Yeah.
So
the recency bias will get them.
Yeah,
that's actually a good point. If you help. If part of the group that takes care of this beast for us, then I will. Yeah. A wizard helped to destroy the beast.
Okay.
Along with the Graf's champion, an elf of the forest,
and. Whatever.
You.
Sure. Comic another relief. One. And another one.
A Reichlander.
Another one.
So, let's think about this. We have met recently. Rat-headed beastmen who were large and semi-in charge. The type who could potentially be roaring of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We saw just not too long ago one of them in the mine over in whatever the Hellberg. And thank you.
Whatever the Hellberg.
So we can probably expect something on the same level of menace. What concerns me is that the hunters went out and did not come back. I don't know precisely what type of hunters could be caught out by rat-headed beastmen, but we should definitely approach assuming they are expecting us.
Yes.
They probably had the drop on that hunter.
As I said, at this point, I've assumed that the beast is probably slain and eaten them all.
Yes, and I do not think that this beast is alone.
What, alone? What, not alone? Why do you say this?
We've rarely seen them solitary.
Yes, usually these beasts have some kind of handler, at least one, and, you know, rats. I didn't
think of that.
Rats not to mention
never solitary, you know, they are in packs.
They follow the large emerald-armed alpha
rats.
Of their group.
Well, there was one rat-headed beastman scout somebody saw. I don't think it has anything to do with the beast.
They never come. They're never alone, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you seem to be the experts on this. I certainly am not. I'm just trying to keep my village safe.
You are doing exactly as you should do, and you reached out for help, and, you know, here we are.
All right. How do we track such a thing? This isn't just a go toward only mine in town situation.
No, I think go towards the east.
And if they're hearing the roar day and night, I mean, we'll probably get a direction to head to.
I just don't want to get jumped like the hunters that got sent out earlier.
Mm. Yeah.
Do the foothills here connect to the mines by Unterfrost?
No, Unterfrost is much too far for that.
You would be surprised. The rat-headed beastmen are quite industrious at tunneling.
Is there a cave system within the hills?
I'm sure there's many cave systems, yeah.
None you have found an entrance to?
We're not miners here.
Do your local hunters take refuge in the foothills ever? Whether
at times, yeah.
Do they have stash points?
I wouldn't be aware of where.
Lucky, take notes. We should be...
I don't think we've ever asked questions that are actually on task before.
No, these are like one after another.
Yeah.
Like
completely successful.
Are you reading from a book or something?
No, don't interrupt her flow.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't answer that.
Lucky.
What? Jerry.
Daniel.
What?
Huh?
Huh? Okay.
I would like to meet one of the remaining hunters in the village in the morning. Do any remain?
Not now, no. And then the door to your like private room bursts open and this young girl like jumps in and she's like, I'm still available. I can help. And Reeve looks at her and she's like, Veronica, no.
That's a future former miner.
No, we've talked about this. And she's like, I know this place as well as any of the others. And the client is like, yeah, and they didn't come back. No, you can't go out there by yourself.
Well, no, she'd be with us. Great point.
No offense, I don't know you from Ulrich.
I'm not babysitting another human. She's not coming with us.
But you said you wanted to speak to a hunter.
Speak. Not take with her.
I didn't say we were taking her with us.
No, I'm saying we will not take her with us, but you wanted to speak to a hunter.
I can help. I know this place. The beast is to the east. I can help you get there.
Listen, why don't you tell us everything you know, and then we can decide, wink, whether or not to bring you along on this dangerous journey that miners shouldn't be going to.
Is your name Wink?
My name's Veronica.
Oh.
We're going to call her Ronnie for short.
Oh, yeah.
I've already decided.
Yeah, very Ronnie.
Veronica.
Ronnie.
To what degree do you know the woods?
Oh, better than anyone else in town.
You've said that before. Explain how.
I've spent a lot of time in the woods hunting. I've been apprenticing for some time. I've taken down a number of deer myself. I think I even killed a goblin one time.
Really?
We saw a small patrol and they let me shoot before they sent me back to town.
Very enterprising.
A couple months ago.
Good for you. Those pesky goblins.
How many goblins?
I just got the one.
Now, how many were there?
Oh, the patrol. I think they're 10 or so.
And you got away after slaying your first?
Yeah. The others wouldn't let me stay any longer, and then I didn't feel like I could not listen to them. But now I'm the only one left.
I think they were intimidated by her prowess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clear ego.
Mm-hmm. Was the Greenskin Patrol also to the east?
Yeah.
What lies to the east outside a bunch of noises and monster stuff?
The foothills?
The mountains.
Well, like, what's past the foothills?
The mountains.
Yeah, maybe take a knee.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, what's
I know, get your chance to, you know, make good on the whole wizard reputation thing. Don't force it.
I'm just curious.
It'll come.
Yeah.
Could you draw a map of the local area?
Some, yeah. It'd be easier if I just showed you.
Would be easier.
Yeah, it would be.
Step one, a map. Step two, ranging.
I mean, we'll just follow the experts. That's why they're here.
Oh, yes, that's what I wanted, Dan. I actually wanted this map.
I just remembered that we're not in Unterfrost anymore, so I should bring this map back up. So you're a glad bike here. So you can see to the east is a more heavy forest and then the beginning of the middle mountains.
Oh, I get my east and west mixed up all the time. I think east is to the left.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
That's west.
Yeah.
Which is what I thought you said.
I'm going to have her point out where on the map she encountered the Goblin Patrol and then where on the map the roaring was coming from.
Give me a perception test. Average.
Where
is that? It doesn't have to be just Green Warden. Anybody can.
That means everybody.
No, thank you.
Perception. One success level.
Perception sight or just?
No.
It gives me weird clickable things, so I just need to know if I'm clicking things. Because I can't add them afterward.
Fair.
One. Positive.
Two success.
So everybody but Webby, because he's Webby, you get the sense that
fact.
She is very unsure about the goblin thing, and she's just like, yeah, that's where, like, you feel like she's kind of like guessing about that, but she does seem like she actually knows what she's talking about with the beast. And then the innkeep comes in with a big tray with plates of steaming vegetables and meat and gravy.
Yes.
Nice.
And it smells real good. And the Reeve says the dinner, a room, of course, is on the house tonight.
I really appreciate
as you
that.
Are agents of the Graf and you've come to help us. The least we can do is give you a place to rest. I assume you'd want to head out first thing in the morning.
Yes.
I unless you want to go out tonight.
No.
But I didn't think so. But obviously, the sooner this is taken care of, the better. But yes. I would not expect you to go out in the darkness of night.
This is very much appreciated, Reeve Klein. Thank you so much.
Yeah, your hospitality is very generous. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming and helping with this.
All right. I think we have internal matters to discuss vis-a-vis Ronnie's involvement. So perhaps at this point we should retire to dinner and bed and then next episode. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's very. Oh, yes. Very good. Enjoy your dinner. Yes. I'll leave you to your privacy, and you, the innkeeper describes where your room is. You've got one room with four beds. Classic.
Very nice.
Excellent.
You assume I sleep inside with the humans?
You assume I sleep in a bed.
I know. <they're...
laughs> We can both have bunk beds.
Bat in a thousand. I was going to say 50% way of the way there.
Bunk beds.
So we'll real quick roll for wound recovery before I forget. Average, whatever, Lucky. Average.
Jerry! Durance.
I can call you Lucky. I exist outside of the world.
You can call me Wilhelm.
I'm not gonna.
How do wounds work?
Average endurance test. Get back your toughness bonus plus or minus success levels. Yeah, you click the bed next to your wounds.
You can also just ask me to patch you up, but, you know. That only happens if you ask me.
Plus or minus.
Or if I feel like it.
Okay.
I'm assuming, on the main tab,
you click the bed.
10 wounds healed. Dang. I don't need your help.
Oh, that one was for me. I'm back up to full. 14.
Calm down.
It's cool. 1-4.
Literally half of Green Warden's.
Yup. Not doing any more tanking. We tried that once.
It's crazy how many wounds she has. But yeah, you full bellies of gravy or meat and or vegetables or whatever it is you're going to eat. It's good. You know, it's hot food on the road. You had a long day of travel in the cold after the craziness of the mine. When you wake up, of course, all of your fatigue conditions are gone. And yeah, we'll find out what you're going to do with Veronica and this beast in the morning.
Ronnie and the Beast.
Ronnie and the Beast.
By Maurice Sendak.
Classic.